This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Farai Chidea. Now we're going to go to Australia, where Indian students have vowed to fight back against racists they've blamed for a series of callous attacks. There have been demonstrators rallying in Sydney and Melbourne, where dozens of assaults against Indian students have been reported in the past year. We're going to talk to Gautam Gupta, who was himself attacked. He says the authorities have been too slow to respond, so he set up something called the Federation of Indian Students of Australia to protect Indian students. Now, Gautam, take me to your attack. Just tell me a little bit about the circumstance, where you were, and what you think happened.
Well, it was, I'm going back to 2002 now. I have to rejig my memory a bit. It was on university campus where I was the president and was president of a student union. And there were people who were being drinking for, you know, since morning. And by the afternoon, they attacked quite a lot of Indians on the campus. In fact, 5-6 of them were hurt, myself included, and they threw beer bottles at us and all that kind of stuff. And unfortunately, university authorities were present there. It was in front of, in broad daylight, in front of about 500-600 people present that day. We reported to the police and they didn't take any action.
Okay. What has changed or accelerated in these recent attacks? How many attacks are we really talking about?
Well, we are talking on an average about one serious attack a day. Now, the problem, in the last couple of years, what's happened, the two things have happened. Number one, in 2002, there were hardly, you know, a couple of thousand Indian students, but now we're talking about 100,000 Indian students in Australia. So from, and in Victoria, we were talking about 6,000, 7,000 students in 2000, and now we're talking about probably 50,000 students in Victoria. So there's like a 8 to 9-fold jump. And so the rate of incidents have increased, but so has the intensity of the violence. We used to be thrown with beer bottles, or there used to be verbal abuses or punch and stuff like that. But recently, weapons have been used.
Now, before I go to kind of a big picture question about what the tolerance is in that society for racial diversity, the Australian Prime Minister, Kevin Rudd, has said any of these attacks are deplorable, but people have also criticized the idea of fighting back, that this is becoming some kind of a, you know, one group versus the other group vigilante situation. Do you consider yourself, your federation, in any way crossing the line in responding, and do you think the government is responding well?
Well, there are two things. Number one, if you put it in perspective, there's never been any reported vigilante attacks conducted by our group, number one. Number two, we have always called for calm and peace, and we have released media releases. We have been working with the police commissioner. We have helped police in all the investigations against any crime done by or against Indians. It doesn't matter. So I think that's an, and again, I think it's a more like a political spin that is trying to blame the victims again.
All right.
Again, the fact of the matter is students don't have vote. Now, if they don't have vote, they are not part of a democratic process. The only way they can get their voice heard is by collective action, by demonstrations.
All right. So well, we're going to have to leave it there, Mr. Gupta. We will be keeping an eye on the racial tensions in Australia. We were speaking with Gautam Gupta, the head of the Federation of Indian Students Association in Australia.
Live from Melbourne.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.